Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, 1 hour down, four more to go on our Friday morning midnight ride as we take it till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show, 888-888. Let me be more specific. 888-808-1019, that's the number to call as we get you ready for a big night in the city as the New York Knicks, game six of the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Boston Celtics for a right to move on to take on the Indiana Pacers and continue on this path that seems lined up for them. After taking the first two games of the series, then going up 3-1, losing Tatum, watching the Cleveland Cavaliers, who were the number one seed, the most dominant team in the Eastern Conference all year long from the start of the season with their incredible win streak to start the year, that team has fallen to a Pacers team that every one of us watched last year feel like the Knicks would have beat them if not for some key injuries to the New York Knicks last year, heading into the series with the key injury of already losing Randle, and still felt like they would have won that series. So there is no reason, no obstacle that they can't overcome on their way to an NBA Finals for the first time since 1999, and it has to be tonight. Huge game, and then, of course, the Subway Series game, Juan Soto's return to Yankee Stadium. As you just heard our last caller, he's going to hit 3 home runs and put Aaron Judge to shame. And in all seriousness, like, Juan Soto's a great player, and the Mets are an excellent team. This is going to be a very good test for the New York Yankees. I think it's going to be a good test for the New York Mets. I think it's a lot of BS that the Mets get. You know, anyone who says the Mets don't play anybody is just silly. They beat the Cubs. They swept the Phillies. Like, they have, every time they've played a quality team, they have handled themselves and acquitted themselves just fine. The idea that the Mets are coasting on some sort of easy schedule in the National League is just stupid. So, I mean, the Mets have had a really good year. The offense has struggled to run in the scoring position for the most part, and even Juan Soto has not done what you've expected him to do while still having a very good season, has not done what you expected him to do, which has become, you know, the best player in baseball. You know, when you make $765 million, he's just having a slightly below Juan Soto type year, but still, as you know, top 10 player in baseball. Like, that's how good he is. Maybe not at the moment with his numbers, but I have full expectations that where he'll be at the end of the year, and I expect him to fully be invested in this series. As there were the quotes from John Heyman, he talked about the idea of the 50,000 versus one, and you know, he understands there's a target on his back going into tonight, and we understand how many Yankee fans are going to boo, and you know how I feel about that. I will not be booing when I'm there on Sunday. I have no intention of booing Juan Soto. And this is the one thing I'll just say that I feel like is misconstrued in some of the stuff that's put out there via WFAN social media. I'm not telling you what to do. I want to make that clear. Because I'm not in the business of telling fans what to do. You pay for your ticket. You're in that building. Do as you like. I'm not saying it's completely unwarranted. I understand why you'd want to boo him. He is an opposing player. I get on Yankee fans for booing their own sometimes because I think it's counterproductive and I just don't understand it. But I will never tell a fan not to boo another player on another team. I'm just saying he is in the 1 year. The things that would make me want to boo someone is a real sense of betrayal, which I can't imagine any Yankee fan has a real sense of betrayal from Juan Soto. Like, yes, 5 minutes after the World Series, he was talking free agency and was in free agent mode. It took him zero to get over the World Series, or at least it felt that way, which is probably unfair. But he was coached. He knew the questions were coming. And instead of saying, let me answer these a little bit later, guys, I just lost the World Series. You know, I'm not focused on this at the moment. He answered the questions and was very honest about them. You want to hold that against him? By all means, hold it against him. I don't really care. We've seen it with Gerrit Cole, who came to the Yankees after he lost the World Series with the Houston Astros. He was wearing a Boris cap. He wasn't wearing a Houston Astro hat. He was wearing his agent's hat. Like, yeah, now I'm a free agent, and nobody seems to mind because he signed with the Yankees. Like, I'm not going to hold that against Juan Soto. He was here for 1 year, and he never, ever. In that year, not once did he ever lead the Yankee fan on, make it seem like he's coming back, have any sort of long-term negotiations with the Yankees at any point. Like, he did nothing to lead us to believe he was 100% coming back other than have an incredible year and look like he was having a blast doing it. Other than that, he never did a damn thing to make any Yankee fan feel like he was certainly coming back. He was as honest as you could be. So I get no sense of betrayal from him. He was here for 1 year. 1 year. It was an incredible year. And he helped lead them back to the World Series for the first time since 2009 and literally had the moment, the signature moment of the postseason for the Yankees, the signature moment that sent them to the World Series. That at-bat was incredible. That home run was incredible to watch. I enjoyed watching every one of his at-bats. It was a great year. They went back to the World Series. He was a huge part of it. He performed in the World Series. I don't know why any Yankee fan would feel the need to boo him. But if you want to go do it, by all means, go boo the hell out of him. The one thing I will say, and people have said this, and I don't disagree, it's about fun. It's about atmosphere. It's supposed to be, you want to get into that building and feel like it means something and that these games are important. And this dynamic of Juan Soto coming back is a fun narrative, and booing him makes it more fun. Painting him as the villain tells a better story. So if we're looking to just paint stories, that's fine. But as you know about me, I'm not interested in giving Superman a dog, and I'm not interested in painting stories. To me, the story is Juan Soto's coming back to the Yankees. He sent them to the World Series, and I hope he goes 0-12. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Matt and T-Neck. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, C-Mac?
What's up, brother?
I just want to talk a little bit about the Knicks.
Yes, of course.
In a hypothetical world where the Knicks obviously move on from the Celtics in Game 6, they win that game, Josh Hart makes 7 threes.
Okay.
How do you see the Pacers ever beating the Knicks in a 7-game series?
Oh, how do
the
I?
The wings are better. Brunson can score in the clutch over Halliburton and catch a better Miles Turner.
Well, look, I can't argue with you that Brunson can outperform anyone in the clutch. He literally won the award, mm-hmm. and he's been incredible. So. But don't be dismissive of what Halliburton's been able to do. Like
Halliburton.
What I say.
Again, he had one good shot. I don't trust him in the clutch over a bunch of.
No, again, not over Brunson. I think you're being unfair to him by putting it up against Brunson. You're right. Brunson beats him. Brunson beats Tatum. Brunson beats Brown. Yeah. Brunson beats anyone they come across in the NBA the rest of the way. But the Pacers throw a lot of players at you. They're very athletic. They're very physical. They're going to be able to play 10 guys. They're going to be more rested in the fourth quarter. It's a long playoff series. There are tons of ways that the Pacers...
Is they play like 10 players, and they never really get in the rhythm. They're subbing Mathurin and Nesmith out like back and forth. They're not playing any guys consistently. Like, they don't have a go-to lineup. Like, the Knicks have a killer five. Deuce, McBride, and Mitch, when they're on the court, it's like plus 26. Like, the Pacers don't have that. Like, they don't have a complete lineup, like a five at the Knicks.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. They don't have a set go-to lineup that... But listen, it's about adjustments, and Rick Carlisle is one of the best coaches in the NBA. And he will find a starting five to cause problems for the New York Knicks. There's no doubt. This is not... No series this far along is going to be easy. Do I think the Knicks can win that series? Yeah, the Knicks are going to be favored to win the series. So, I mean, they can win it. And I do agree with you that when you put him up against Brunson, I'll take Brunson against anyone in the clutch. But that's, I think that's being unfair to Haliburton. I think he's been good. They just knocked down the... And they had... Let's just be fair now. Now, push comes to shove. I know they were dealing with injuries. All those guys were back for Game 6 in Cleveland. Did Hunter even play? I think Hunter played, but only like 10 minutes or something. But, like... Those guys were back from injury, not at full strength, clearly. But the Indiana Pacers took down the Cavaliers in five. They had that killer mentality and ended the series as soon as they could. Like, the Cavs jumped out to a big lead in that game, and the Pacers came back and put the Cavs out of their misery in five games. They did what the Knicks could not. So before we all just get all too excited about how easy it's going to be to beat the Pacers, and there's no way you could envision the Pacers giving the Knicks a hard time, the Pistons gave the Knicks a hard time. And they still have one more win to get against the defending champs. So I'm on Sunday morning. Hopefully we can be breaking down game one Wednesday night against the Indiana Pacers. Right now, I'm focused on Game 6 tonight, not the hypothetical world you're living in. Guy in Sacramento, what's up, Guy?
Hey, C-Mac. Love the show.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, no, I agree. Watch out for the Pacers. I mean, if you haven't been watching them, they're playing well right now.
No doubt.
They're a good team.
That is not going to be any... Do I think the Knicks can win it? Absolutely. Do I trust Brunson in the clutch over anyone, including Haliburton? Absolutely. But... I don't think it's fair to just say there's no way you can envision the Knicks losing that series. There's tons of ways.
Just a couple of Yankee things. First of all, I'm a big Yankee fan.
Yep.
I agree with your Soto take. I'm a big baseball fan. I mean, I love watching this guy before he played for the Yankees, when he played for the Yankees, and I'm always going to root for him. He's just a great player. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't root for him. I'm done with that. I don't root for him. I mean, listen, I guess I do say I root for the Mets. I root for him on some level. I'm not going to root for him against the Yankees, but
I want to see him succeed, not against the Yankees. Yeah, but I don't want to see him fail. I don't get it. Why? So here, one other thing. I know you're a big Yankee guy.
Yes.
I don't know what your Yankee connections are, but I was at the game Friday night in Sacramento.
Cool.
And a colleague of mine who is a commissioner, a judge, acting judge here in Sacramento, actually caught Jason Dominguez's third home run ball, the youngest ever to hit three in a game.
Yeah,
so I don't know if you have any way to reach out to the Yankees, because this guy would gladly, he doesn't want anything for it. I mean, he'll take a signed pennant or whatever.
Right.
And I know they have to verify it, but you can see him on the highlight. You can see him catching the ball, and I don't know, he's a judge, so definitely believe him. But he's got the ball at his house, and if anyone listening knows Jason Dominguez and wants it, you should reach out to him. He's here in Sacramento. So,
all right, yeah. I mean,
my information just in case you can, but
yeah, I mean, I guess I'll put you on hold.
There's many of us Yankee fans out here. What's up?
I'll put you on hold. Just give Mike your email address, and we'll see
if all right,
I can reach out to. I mean, yeah, I mean, I can't. I mean, well, I'm just saying, like, yeah, I mean, I'm not, I don't have, you could still reach out to the Yankees yourself. You could just email the Yankees. I don't, you know, I would just go on the website. I don't have any, like, Uber connections to the New York Yankees that would, you know, go that way. I don't know how they even feel about it or what they're interested in, but I don't know if he's overall that interested in it. I would think they would have tried. I know it's on the road or whatever, but I would think they've tried to have gotten that ball if it was something they were that interested in. It's not his first home run. I know it's he's the youngest ever to hit three, but I'm sure he wouldn't mind having it, but I don't think it's anything they're going to seek you out for. But, yeah, I mean, if you reach out to the Yankees and send an email, they might reciprocate with something and you can mail it to them. Martin in Rockland. What's up, Martin?
How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing good. So I'm calling about the Yankees and Juan Soto.
Yes.
I have personally no blood with Juan Soto. He was here by us for a year. I don't know if you remember. You probably don't remember, but I was from the few fans that called you and told you I don't want the Yankees to sign him. Mm-hmm. If it's up to me, I would go into the game tomorrow night and have a big sign. Thank you for not signing with us. Thank you, Steve Cohen, for offering him that much money. I mean, think about the fact that we have Max Fried. We would have never had Max Fried if we would have managed to sign him. And we all know how the Yankees would have looked if we wouldn't have had these 6 wins from Max Fried. Max Fried has been been a tremendous help in our lineup. I mean, there's something that, I mean, he's not a good outfielder, and he wasn't a good outfielder, and he'll never be a good outfielder, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That was another thing. I never wanted him, so I have no bad blood with him at all. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, well, I mean, we disagree on why we have no bad blood, because, look, do I know for sure they wouldn't have Max Fried? I don't know for sure, but it's hard to disagree with you. I doubt they would have had the money to give Juan Soto $48 million a year and then turn around and give Max Fried that contract. You're probably right. They might have signed a different starting pitcher. I don't know. Max Fried's been brilliant. As great as Max Fried has been, the everyday player is more valuable, and you got to think past just this year. It's the next 15 years. I don't know what Max Fried. We know how pitchers get hurt. In the moment, could you make a strong argument? And I was a big Plan B sucks guy. Could you make an argument right now that the Yankees are better off today than they would have been if they signed Juan Soto? Because of the Gerrit Cole Tommy John and because of the injury to Luis Gil and because you assume that Max Fried would not be a Yankee while signing Juan Soto, yeah. And the emergence of what Trent Grisham is doing, who there wouldn't be a spot for him to play every day. He's giving you Juan Soto numbers, believe it or not. Like, I know Evan was talking about it and talking Yanks were talking about it, the idea of chanting, we have Grisham at Juan Soto instead of booing. Like, there's no doubt Trent Grisham is giving you Juan Soto numbers. Trent Grisham has the second highest slugging percentage in the American League behind Aaron Judge. Like, he has not just been, wow, Grisham's having a good year. Grisham's one of the best offensive players in the game. It's been insane. Now, I don't know how long it's going to last. You ride it until the wheels fall off. But between him, Ben Rice, I still think they probably would have got Goldschmidt because he was pretty much the cheapest option in first base. So I think they probably still would have spent the $12 million on Goldschmidt. So, I mean, but you could make an argument that the offense is just as good or even better without Juan Soto at the moment, because Trent Grisham and Ben Rice have emerged where they might not have been able to emerge if Juan Soto was taking up a spot in the lineup. So, and they've been so damn good. So, yeah, between the injuries to the pitching staff and how Max Fried has stabilized it and the emergence of Grisham in the outfield, you can make a very strong argument that today, the New York Yankees are a better team than if they would have signed Juan Soto. I think you can make a very strong argument. But here's the rub. Juan Soto isn't just here today. Juan Soto's here for the next 15 years. And him and Judge in the middle of the lineup, I mean, do you think you know this team's going to a World Series? That's what last year's team did. And the two of them back-to-back are devastating for lineups. Devastating for opposing pitchers. And the idea that eventually, you know, you're going to get DJ LeMahieu's money off the books. You're going to get Stanton's number next year goes from 27 to 19. So even though he's still going to be here for a couple of years, his number becomes more manageable. Money's going to come off the books. You're going to have Goldschmidt's money off the books. Theoretically, you could have Bellinger's money off the books. Like, next year and moving forward, they could be a much better team with Juan Soto. So, like, right now, today, I think you can make a strong case that the New York Yankees are better than if they would have signed Juan Soto. But the Juan Soto signing isn't about necessarily just this year. It's about having two unbelievable superstars, right-handed, left-handed, in the middle of the lineup. And that's more important than a starting pitcher in today's baseball. It just is. So that's where and to say we agree, we happen to agree on the idea of not booing him, but we disagree. I'm not going to not boo him because I'm happy he's not here. I think that's crazy. I wish he were here. I still do. I know this year, you're talking about the next 15 years of having one of the best hitters in baseball at 26, 27, 28, 20, in the prime of his career. Like, it's not just about this year. This year, you could argue they're better. What about next year? What about the year after that? And the year after that? And when Judge retires and you don't have a superstar, they'll have to go out and buy the next superstar. I get it, but who knows what that contract is going to be? Who knows where the numbers continue to go? In 6 years, when they need another superstar and Juan Soto is turning 32, still with another 4 or 5 years to his prime, and maybe $47 million is a bargain. I don't know. In the short term, the Yankees are better. In the long term, it's hard saying I don't want Juan Soto. I have a tough time saying that. But I do agree I wouldn't boo him. I do agree I wouldn't boo him.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
1:30 on The Fan. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning as we take it till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. On the biggest sports day of the year so far, Game 6 for the New York Knicks, 8 o'clock, Madison Square Garden tonight. I can't wait for it. I am pumped for it. And then, of course, the Subway Series, Juan Soto's return. And, you know, we were just talking about to the Bronx, obviously, to face the New York Yankees. And we were, you know, kind of talking about where the Yankees are. And obviously that's kind of part of the conversation right now. Because, you know, Evan said this today. I was listening a little bit. And he's right. Like, tonight is more about, like, the fan base. It's more about the Yankee fan because it's at Yankee Stadium. It's the bitterness of Juan Soto. The Met fan is just ready to hopefully win a series. And it would be nice if Juan Soto's a major figure in it because then it would really stick it to the Yankee fan. But and no doubt when he steps up, your Met fans are going to be hoping more than ever that Juan Soto comes through with a big hit. So, yeah, that's partly it. But it's more about the Mets just coming in and winning a series against the Yankees and further stamping what most Met fans feel at the moment, that they are the king of the city, or they're the best team in the city, and that times are changing, right? At the very least, if you don't believe times have already changed, if you're, you know, if you just think that times are in the process of changing, which is fair to think, right? They have the richest owner. They have an executive who's done more with a pitching staff than I ever thought possible. And they're young. The farm system is doing better than it has in a long time and certainly has more top-level prospects than the Yankees do at the moment. So there's and Juan Soto kind of makes you feel as he saw it that way as well. So, and even in some of the comments he came out with when he asked if he regretted it. No, he doesn't regret it. He's happy with his decision. He's on a great team, and they expect to be good for a very long time, and that's a reasonable thought. So I think it's more of just like stamping that, winning a series the first time since this real major shift in the fan base. But for the Yankee fan, it's a personal thing about Juan Soto leaving because it lends directly to what this franchise is, how much money they have to spend or what they've done in free agency or how players view them. They also had, obviously, the changing of the beard rule. So it was an offseason with a lot of who are the Yankees? What does the pinstripes mean? What does Monument Park mean? What do the 27 championships mean? Because Juan Soto spurned all of that for the confines of Citi Field. So it's the return of that and the reaction to it. But a lot of that is based on what the team looks like now. And yes, as we were just talking about, you can make an argument that 40 games in, or however many games in they are, 45 games in, that right now they're better than they were last year. I think you can make that case, believe it or not. And they're a better team today than they would have been if Juan Soto stayed, specifically because of the injuries to the pitching staff and the addition of Max Fried, how great he's been. And really, again, the emergence of Grisham and the emergence of Ben Rice and what they've done offensively. But again, when you look at it, and Fleeks brought it up, and it's not just about postseasons, because those come and go, and you can be fickle, and it doesn't mean that Juan Soto is going to be great every postseason, nor does it mean that Max Fried is going to be bad in every postseason. But if you look at the numbers, Max Fried has not been very good other than a closeout game of the World Series, which is not nothing. It's significant. But his numbers overall in the postseason have not been great. While Juan Soto has won a championship, was incredible in that World Series against the Astros, was great for the Yankees last year, was good for even the Padres. He's been a proven big-game performer. There's just no two ways around that. He has been. And the position player is so much more important than the starting pitcher, especially in today's game, where you could argue the bullpen is right there 50-50 with the rotation, maybe even more important. It was never that way. It was always your rotation was the best arms, the most important, and you hoped to get by. You had one or two great relievers, and the rest were starters who couldn't cut it. The underbelly of a bullpen was where the 1998 Yankees made their money. So, and the idea, it's for the next 15 years. So make no mistake, Yankee fans, let's be honest. If you want to go there and boo him, boo him. You want to go there and be indifferent, be indifferent. You want to go there and cheer him, cheer him. Do whatever you want to do. But make no mistake, it is way too early to make statements or have a certain feeling about where the Yankees are and where they would be and what's better with or without Juan Soto. Because this is in for the long haul. This is in for the long haul. And here's the other thing I would say real quick, because I've seen a bunch of things. I know I saw Keith tweet at me something about it, like the idea that there may be a hype, you know, a thank you video or a hype video or whatever for Juan Soto, a tribute video. That's the word. Thank you very much, Mike. A tribute video for Juan Soto. And here's what I would say as a Yankee fan. And if you want to, you know, even if it's how you stick it to Juan Soto, stick it to the Met fan or whomever, like, yeah, play the damn tribute video. I think if I'm a Yankee fan, I want the tribute video played. Play the tribute video of Juan Soto hitting the home run that sent the Yankees back into the World Series. Play the video of him hitting the home run in the World Series, Dodger Stadium. Have him and all the success and the great year he had last year up on that board. Because that's the level of expectation he has to meet with the New York Mets. Like, that's what I would say. I'd be like, hey, yeah, that's right. 1 year and he left. Absolutely. Good luck. Good for you guys. I hope he gets you back to the World Series like he got us. Now, I know many Met fans. One just hit me up on Twitter already. Yeah, okay, I know. The embarrassment. It's almost an embarrassment. People want to treat it like an embarrassment. I've never experienced anything like it. Someone asked me why I'm hung up on the World Series, making the World Series last year and losing in five to the Dodgers. You know why I'm hung up on it? Because people act like the Yankees should be embarrassed by it. And it drives me freaking bonkers. They're the first World Series team ever that should be embarrassed by making to the World Series. It's a joke to me. Was the American League down? Absolutely. Did they still have to go win the games yet? Did they dominate the postseason? Did they lose two games along the way and win both series in four and then five? Yeah, they did. And then they didn't play well in the World Series. Had a lead in game one, had a lead in game five, blew both those games. Then the Dodgers talk trash. I get it. I'm not embarrassed about the World Series performance. I thought you could argue they were the better team in three games. You could. You could argue they were the better team in three games. But why I'm hung up on it, why I still talk about that World Series appearance, why I wouldn't mind a tribute video from Juan Soto showing that World Series appearance is because it's the first World Series since 2009, and despite what everybody thinks, it ain't easy to get there. I don't remember any Yankee fans or anybody else telling the Mets that it's a joke because the Cubs, you know, were terrible in that series. Let's be honest. Yeah, Murphy went crazy. The Cubs were awful in that series. Should you be like, yeah, I know, but, you know, the Cubs kind of just, you know, terrible, and the Yankees, the Mets went, you know, it was easy into the World Series, and then, you know, Duda threw the ball away, so it's embarrassing, and I don't want to think about it? Or is 15 a great year where you went to the World Series and it's a frustrating loss? I'm hung up on it because people act like the Yankees should be embarrassed by it, never apologizing or being embarrassed for going to the World Series. And I wouldn't mind a tribute video showing the Met fan that, hey, you signed him, but you better get there. Let's get back to the calls. Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, C-Mac. How's everything going? All right,
good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. I've been talking a little bit since you went on vacation.
Yes, it's been a little bit. What's going on with you?
Nice. Listen, first of all, I told Fleegs I'm waving the white flag. Monday, I'm going to text him or send him a Twitter and find out what they eat next week. You guys want pizza, and I'll buy a pizza for dinner. Because remember, we bet the slice of pizza for Witt versus Judge for the MVP. There's no way Witt's going to be Judge for the MVP. So I'll pay my
You're going to do
early.
It already? Hey, you never know. You never know.
Come
but,
on. even if he goes down 100 points, he'll still be batting 300 with like 44 to 50 home runs and 120 to like 140 RBIs. So
yeah,
there's
no
way
he's going to lose. I mean, what he's doing right now is incredible. I mean, the batting average takes him to another level. I remember the Friday night of the first round of the NCAA tournament, I took a caller who tried to tell me that Freddie Freeman's a better baseball player because he hits more singles, and singles are harder to get than home runs. And I wish he would call me now as Judge is hitting 400 in the middle of May.
That's hilarious. But I'll talk to Fleegs Monday and see what day works for you guys.
That would be very kind. No need, but that would be very kind.
Okay, and then just my one point. So if the Knicks lose, say now, right? Do you think it would have been worse that if they lose now, or if they just came in and lost in 5 games?
I mean, that's a tough question, Mike. When you say worse, mm-hmm. I'm glad they gave us the joy of winning the games they did. I always think it's better to perform better, but it wouldn't be as heartbreaking. There's no doubt. Yeah. I talked about this a lot, dude. And thank you for the call, and I appreciate it. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thanks, bro. We'll talk next week.
Be well. I didn't think heartbreak was on the table against the Celtics. I, like everybody else, gave them a chance. I was maybe more than others. I gave them a chance to win the series. I went on and on about how I thought they had a chance to win the series. But did I expect them to win it? No. And I certainly didn't expect them to be in this position. And again, that's part of it too. Like, you have to be honest, as disappointing as game 5 was and disappointing as game 3 was, and I hate to play the game of what if I told you, but what if I told you at the start of the series that the Knicks would be playing game 6 at home for a chance to win the series? We'd all sign for that in blood. We all would have been extremely excited at the prospect of being able to win this series in 6. There's no doubt. So how they got here can be argued that it's immaterial, that they're here and it's wonderful. And that's true. But it does incorporate heartbreak now. Being up 3-1 and blowing the series is heartbreak. If they would have been down and came back to this moment, or if they would have just lost in 5 as your scenario went, it would have been, hey, how do we get better? How do we figure this out? How do we get good enough to beat the Celtics? And instead now it's, oh my God, we collapsed. We had it right there in our fingertips, and we blew it, and we came out weak in game 5, and we blew it in game 6. To lose 3 in a row to a Tatumless Celtic team, what hangs in the balance tonight is the greatest win, the greatest series win, arguably, since the championship years in 1973. Like, arguably. I don't know. We could discuss it. It's arguably the greatest win they've had since 1973. Or it could be the worst loss in franchise history. That's what hangs in the balance tonight. And that's why it's almost comical that what hangs in the balance tonight with Juan Soto in the Subway Series is pretty much immaterial compared to that. But it is a lot of fun, and we are looking forward to it.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're juggling work, life, and imploding bullpens. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 149. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. A few minutes before the top. Let's try and get as many calls as we can. Especially Mark is calling all the way from California. What's up, Mark? A little rapid fire at the top of heading into 2 a.m. Yeah, why not?
There we go. So big Knicks game tomorrow. But you see Jokic tonight. You see the way he plays.
Yeah, I mean, I had to leave in the third quarter, but I was watching the game. I didn't see the end of the game. I was in the car. But yes, incredible game. They win 119 to 107. They send it back to Oklahoma City for game number 7. He had a big night, 29 points, 9 of 14 from the floor.
Unbelievable.
I mean, and he fills the stat sheet up. That's what he does. I mean,
he's what Carl Anthony Towns should be.
Oh, well, right? I mean, yeah, but he's far better than Carl Anthony Towns, but yes.
But
he's got,
here's why.
14. He got 14 rebounds, 29 points, 8 assists, 2 blocks, all over the place on the stat sheet. He's pretty much coaching the team, it feels like, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been saying for years he's better than Giannis. He's better than Giannis. At his peak,
he's more well rounded and does more for a team than Giannis, but
absolutely.
Giannis is a physical force. Sometimes, but yeah, I mean, I think they're on par, and he's, you know, I think you could say, I don't think anyone would think you're crazy with the statement that he's better than Giannis.
I'm not knocking Drew Holiday. He's an elite perimeter defender, but there's nobody on Boston that can guard him. Nobody can guard Carl Anthony Towns. It's just realistically, and I wish Tibbs would use him more, because obviously if they put a big on Carl Anthony Towns, then it opens the floor up for more 3-point shots, for more different.
They're not putting a big on him, though.
They're not. So they're putting Drew Holiday on him.
Yeah.
And every time Drew gets them at the mismatch, he should drive to the post, bro. And he doesn't do that. In the last game, he was driving and dishes it out to Brunson, and Brunson's like, okay, I'm going to shoot it. Like, he doesn't do enough.
I don't know if I agree with that. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if I agree with that. Have you been watching him? He takes it to the rim constantly. He doesn't finish. Like he's on his back looking for a foul, going to the basket all the time. Like maybe in game 3 he dished it out a little bit, Mark, and I'm trying to fit in as many calls as possible. Thank you. Like I got a lot lined up. I think he's been going to the basket. He's been backing guys in, going to the basket. He's either getting offensive fouls, turning the ball over, or not finishing at the rim. I disagree with the idea that he's not taking it to the basket. He is. Look at how many times he takes it to the basket. And he's looking for a foul laying flat on his back. It happens all the time. I agree with you that there's a mismatch. I agree with you the way the Celtics are playing him. He should be going to the basket. I disagree with you that he isn't. I think he is. He's been way too unsuccessful doing it. He has not. It hasn't led to good possessions and baskets like it should. I agree. But I disagree with the idea that he's not even doing it. He is doing it. He is. Can you point to a couple of things where he dishes, drives and dishes? Maybe. But I think there have been times where they try to get it to him down low and he tries to back in and he's getting offensive foul calls. He's not as good at it as he should be. A lot of his game is three-point shooting, and he's not shooting enough threes, and he's not shooting threes because they have Jrue Holiday on him. I think this is a big game for Cat. He's got to finish around the rim. He's got to be tougher. He's got to go stronger to the rim and finish. Liam in Houston. What's up, Liam?
I think the problem with him, he's a bit soft. But here's my question to you, C-Mac. The Knicks, we know they have talent. They have the players. They put it, you have Brunson, Cat, you have Bridges, OG, and Josh Hart. They can put up numbers, and they're good. They're more than good. And when they're balling, they're balling. So it's not a lack of talent, and it's not a lack of heart and grit. My question is, why is it that the Knicks can only win when they're down by 15 or more? Why is it when you have a team like that, just show up for all four quarters and make it easy? But show up.
I agree, and it's not like they can only win like that. It's every game. The games they win, the games they lose, every game of this series they've been down 15 points at least. I agree with you. They should be able to win a different way, but you make it sound like that's how they've played every game this series. It's a miracle they've won three of the five. But yeah, I agree. They should be able to take this game should be from the jump. They should be the better team. Ralph in Long Beach. What's up, Ralph?
I'll tell you, I just don't like when Cat makes those stupid fouls when he's tired.
Yeah, no, he had some
fouls. He makes gets lazy and dumb
yep,
fouls.
100%.
But I'm getting ready. I'm taking 10 kids to the watch party, and we're pumped, and we refuse to lose. This is one of the biggest games.
This is
the watch party. It's been a lot of fun. Taking the train. Got to get my senior coffee, but it's going to be a fun day. The crowd was unbelievable the two times I went. And the podcasts were amazing. And the fans will refuse. This is going to be, don't forget, the Pope 69, right? We won in 69. I'm a Catholic altar boy. Maybe there's a coherence to that.
Is 69, they had a Pope change in 1969?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying the Pope 69. And we won.
No, the Pope is 69 years old. And thank you for the call, Ralph. The Pope is 69 years old. I thought you meant that there was a new pope in 1969, like there's a new pope now. Maybe. That'd be nice. I don't know what other things happen. I mean, the Jets and Mets won the championships as well. That'd be nice. Yeah, this is a huge game. This is the biggest game in our Knick fandom since 2000. I mean, there's no doubt. That's how big this game is. I'm so excited for it. I'm going to have my eye on the Yankees, certainly, and from 7 to 8, I'm going to have my focus and all my attention on the Yankees and Mets, but come 8 o'clock, I'm going to be monitoring the Yankee game and the Met game. I call it the Yankee game, I apologize, the Subway Series game. I'll be monitoring it while I'm watching the Knicks play the biggest game in the last 25 years. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Have the update come back at 2. I will get right back to your phone calls. You call and line it up, I will get right to you. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan on a very big Friday, May 16th, 2025. A day that will live to be remembered.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.